Jamar Chase denied that he spit on Jalen Ramsey. And evidently, he's not familiar with modern times and how cameras are everywhere and everything gets caught. He can clearly be seen spewing a gob of spit on Jalen Ramsey. Clearly. I mean, clearly. There's nobody that denies it but him. So let me be very clear. It's an automatic two-game suspension. Two games without pay. That should be what it is. And the NFL should bring the heavy hammer down because you got to set an example, because evidently the example that you set by ejecting Jalen Carter from the season opener against Dallas, Jalen Carter for the Philadelphia Eagles, when he spit in the chest of Dak Prescott, evidently, and suspending him for that game, ejecting him for that game and what have you, and it be just that wasn't enough. And I'm not trying to throw any shade on Jalen Carter because he hasn't done anything wrong since. But the point that I'm trying to make is that you have to do something, because that's the kind of incident that can extend into the halls, into the locker room, and beyond. You don't spit on a man. See, we gotta man up, and we gotta adult up. Can't do that. Jamar Chase is my favorite receiver in the National Football League. I think he's an absolute stud. And I'm sorry for him that he has to play for a franchise that can't protect its quarterback, because with him and Joe Burrow on the field together, we know how special they are and how special they could be. Jamar Chase is electrifying. As a talent, he is a treasure to the National Football League. But what he did there, flagrantly crossed the line. And then the lie about it, stone cold lie, straight face and all. I never opened my mouth. BS. We see it. It's clear as day. He spit on that man. It should be an automatic two-game suspension.